Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Gone, gone, the damage done.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket. We're streaming live on Twitch. You guys can get us there. 790 The Ticket is your channel to watch us. Get in on the conversation. You guys can text the show. Been taking some calls this morning as well. 786-360-0790. Miami still buzzing over Sunday's win. Last night, the Buffalo Bills, they throttled Ryan Tannehill 41-7. So we set up a week three matchup against Buffalo. Dolphins have not won a game against the Bills in seven tries. So that spans over more than three seasons since they've beaten the Bills.
It's all right. We didn't beat Baltimore.
They did last year.
No, I mean at home.
They did last year, but not in Baltimore.
No, they haven't won in Baltimore in 25 years.
We're breaking streaks all
season, streaks,
baby.
Dude. All right? Breaking streaks. But
So in other words, we got receipts.
Yeah.
We're cashing them in this year.
But I want to get to speaking of receipts. So last week, you guys will remember Sean Payton. Said something to the effect of, the Dolphins will play two quarterbacks this year. Teddy Bridgewater's going to play for the Dolphins. He said he was looking around the league at the teams, and he designated eight teams he found would have quarterback controversies or quarterbacks, multiple quarterbacks will play not due to injury. You know, so like a Jimmy Garoppolo, Trey Lance, that may have been a situation anyway, but that doesn't count. That's an injury situation. He saw eight situations over across the league, and Miami, the most notable. Well, listen to this weasel, this snake, Sean Payton, yesterday on Colin Cowherd's show. Completely walk it back. Here's Sean Payton.
Look, I've been somewhat hard on Tua and wrong, really, because these first two games has been really impressive. The first thing watching yesterday's game, it reminded you of Clayton and Duper. Here are Waddle and Hill, and every time they went to a game break, one of those two guys was not involved in a 10-yard completion, but a 40-yard completion.
Right.
And so we forget about the Clayton Duper error with Marino, but credit Mike McDaniel and those guys. It's one of those teams that's drinking the Kool-Aid and playing well, and they had a good defense a year ago, and so now they have a good offense and an explosive offense, and Tua is following the game plan each week. And so 2 weeks in, certainly I've been wrong, and he's been impressive.
Yeah, well, guess what, Sean?
Hold on.
No. This is my damage done. No. You can go after me. First of all, Sean, guess what, dude? We know you were hard on Tua. You sounded like a loon last week when you were calling for Teddy Bridgewater. So you know what, dude? I don't want to hear it. The damage is done, my friend. Everybody knows that you were going to take this job and everything blew up in your face. You're going to be there with your little friend Tom Brady, who is still yet to answer for his crimes. So, good for you. You know what? You want to sit here, oh, I've been hard on Tua. What a limp bleep take that is. You believe this guy, Leroy?
I would like to add to that, that as an offensive guru, you're going to tell me that Tua threw for 469 yards, 6 touchdowns, following the game plan, right? He just made it sound like, well, if we just plug Teddy Bridgewater in there, Teddy Bridgewater would have did the same thing. That's how he presented that. And he kind of snuck in a, I was wrong. But not after you hit him over the head 17 more times.
The Sean,
like, holy smokes.
You're on.
Why can't we just be wrong and move on? It's got to be we wrong, but, and this whole explanation. No, you were wrong. And oh, show pony, Colin Cowherd is yucking it up.
Shut up.
Yep.
Damage is done, dummies.
That's it.
Damage is done.
They should hold hands and jump off the ship.
What do you got? You got anything else for damage is done?
No,
today?
That's it.
All right.
I had one, but like
that annoyed you.
Man, that annoyed me because you could have came out there and say, "Whoo, was I wrong about Tua?" And that would have been the end of it, and we would have accepted your apology. But to go on a 10-minute explanation as to why you were wrong, no. Nobody cares.
Jay Figg, what do you got for damages done today?
So an hour into his performance, Post Malone took a hard fall while performing Saturday in St. Louis.
Wow.
The rumor was, until recently, was that he broke 3 ribs.
Oof.
But his manager ended up confirming that it was just bruised ribs.
Oh, then toughen up, Buttercup.
So the damage is done to his
damage is done, my friend.
And the person who failed to close the stage floor.
Wait, so something. So this
Wait,
guy.
He
so,
fell through the floor?
Yeah.
So it was like.
You haven't seen the video?
It was like, no, I haven't seen the video. So this is like that Bad Bunny fan who like tried to run onto the stage of Bad Bunny and just fell in like a trap door?
Kind of. So yeah, basically that door is what was supposed to raise and lower the guitar stand, apparently.
Oof.
And it didn't close on time. So when he turned around, he started walking and singing and boom, he fell. Oof. And he took a very nasty fall. It looked scary for a while because he was on the floor for 10 minutes until someone was able to come get him. They went.
Wait. So he's in an arena with thousands of people. He's got band people. He's got all these other people. You say until somebody was able to get him?
Well, I think the real question for Post.
It's like he just laid on the ground floundering?
Well, I think the real question. I think the real question for Post.
What the hell? Could nobody. Like, you would think somebody's there to get him immediately.
But I think the real question, though, for Post Malone is he doing better now?
Minus one, quickly.
That's a point, dude. What are you talking about?
Minus
That's
one.
That's egregious.
No.
You're the worst.
The worst. See?
I mean, like, really, what he should have...
He is better now. He's on pain meds.
Well. Oh, yeah. When he saw that trap door, he should have just been running circles around it.
Marco. Minus one.
Thank you.
For sass.
What?
For sass. Like,
the sass part is because you tried to double up. Once you got the minus one for the first one, subsequently, everything that came after that was going to be a minus one.
He's reading titles. I know he's reading titles.
What are you talking about? You don't know that.
You don't know what I'm doing.
Wait, look, he's looking around.
You don't know what I'm doing. Honestly, that's just part of life, of partying like a rock star.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Marcos, what do you got?
We haven't talked about it. I don't even want to talk about it much, but... Miami Hurricanes, Damage is done, my friend.
Damage is done, my friend.
You almost ruined my weekend. And every time you have an opportunity to prove that you're back, you prove that you're not. I still got faith in Cristobal and the regime that he has put together, but for ruining my Saturday.
Are we questioning the talent on that team now?
Yeah, and I know we got good recruits coming, and I know Restrepo's injured and this and that and blah, 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 but... Yeah. Damage is done, man. I don't know if I'm going to get as hype as I was these past couple weeks.
TBD has not played well. TBD has not played well the first couple weeks.
Yeah, he has not played well, but he also, I mean, doesn't have a lot around him either. So
right.
It's tough. I think the thing that's annoying about it is, even with the talent discrepancy, that game was there for them. That's what's annoying.
Right, because they had struggles just as bad at quarterback.
Yeah, they had struggles at quarterback, and yeah, I get it. They raved about the track stars they got all over the place, but even still missed, you know, terrible special teams mistakes, you know, the penalties, the missed field goals. Oof. It was still there for them, and tons of first downs. Couldn't get anything done in the red zone. So frustrating, even with all that, all those criticism of talents and all that stuff.
You think they need that horse at running back? Because when you get in the red zone – And you can run the football, it does kind of open up things for TVD.
It does. I've been pretty impressed with the running game so far. It's the receivers, though. There's nobody.
Nobody's
there.
Open.
Yeah, there's nobody there. Separation. And it doesn't, you know, like they rushed for 175 yards. Like Knighton and Parrish were doing great.
Right.
But
I think they need to, and here's what I love about guys like McDaniel is that you have to identify what you have and be creative with it to make it work. And so if you don't have receivers that create a lot of separation, you have to do stuff with your route combinations to get guys more open. And I think a lot of times colleges and university coaches, they get into a habit of, you know, just lining up and playing and saying, we got athletes too. And so those who identify that quicker, that's why you ever notice some of the craziest offenses and some of the best offenses to watch are from the smaller D1 schools. The schools that aren't necessarily a powerhouse. Remember Boise State? I mean, they did a lot of stuff like that. So I think sometimes you need to be more aware of who you are, and you might have to be a little more creative to get guys open because they can't get open on their own.
What I really think, though, is like, look, offenses take time to bloom, like a sunflower.
What does that mean? Nothing.
You were going there.
Marcos!
He's eagerly waiting for
it. He has been waiting.
Marcos! Hit it!
What are you
like,
doing?
We didn't like that one! No!
All right. Minus one.
I called it.
It's a continuation of the
crime.
4 minutes
ago.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.